Welcome to Running on Indy. I'm Jesse Davis.
And I'm Blake Robertson.
On today's show, we're going to do Team Shorts Takes Over. Yeah. We literally have the most guests we will ever have. It's like 10, 11 women I lost count. It's incredible.
I've never been around so many women in my life. So I'm a little nervous. Yes, beer is going to relax.
Yeah. And today we are live at Greek's Pizzeria in Broderpool. Thank you for hosting us, Greeks. And cheers to Greeks, everybody.
Cheers.
We're at the tap room in Greek's Pizzeria. So Team Shorts is a local group of incredible women who are excellent runners, but they also just excel in so many different things, and it's just a great group of really empowering women. So I would like somebody from Team Shorts to just take the mic and just explain like what Team Shorts is all about, how it came to be. This is like Team Shorts Takeover, so it's not about us, it's about you here.
Let's do our sponsor first. How about that?
Oh no, let's do the plug. Let's hear about Team Shorts first. Okay. And then we'll do the sponsor. We're gonna do the sponsor after that. I wanna hear about Team Shorts. We set it up already.
All right, well, we're gonna shout out to our sister teammate, Nita, who's not here, who always gives our founder story. So we're gonna do the best we can telling you how it happened. But it kind of happened accidentally. So it started back in about 2013, and there was a group of us really trying to qualify for Boston and all running different races in the fall. So we trained a lot together, but we didn't race together and did qualify for Boston. So then that would be Boston 2015. There were probably about 7 or 8 of us. And it just happened to be a year kind of amongst Indianapolis that there were 7 or 8 women going to Boston and not a whole lot of other people. And you guys you know what it's like to run a marathon in April. You got to train in January and February.
When it's cold.
In March. So we had a really good group kind of working towards the same thing. And that's really how it started, was building up towards Boston. And we always said after Boston, if we had thought the name Team Shorts was going to stick, we probably would have spent a little more time thinking about it. But it kind of, as we were getting up to Boston, we had a text thread. We were all the things of first-time Boston people, right? What are you wearing? When are you going out? Where are you staying? And I think, where's Lisa?
I'm right
behind you. Lisa was the first one to buy Team Shorts. But they were they're Saucony Bullet shorts. And she said, you guys, you've got to try these shorts. They have great pockets, and you can fit all your gels in them. And then another person got the shorts, and another person, everyone kept saying, these are the best shorts I've ever raced in. And so that became the joke. It's like, all right, I got to get Team Shorts. And
can I just say that 361 shorts are better?
They are. I was going to say, not everyone sitting here is a fan of Team Shorts.
I don't think 361 was a company in 2013. So, I mean, maybe if they were, we would have had...
I just want to go on record.
I didn't know about them either at that time.
Go on record. No.
We might be able to switch out.
And that was Chris Vogel, right? The three names.
Right. Yes.
So that was who was just speaking. So if you girls want to give your names, or you can remain anonymous if you want when you talk, but if you want to give your names, it's cool.
I'll call people out.
And Chris actually is credited with winning a race that she didn't know that she won. Remember?
talk about that a little bit, Chris.
So that happened.
This tape in your way, right?
I was just trying to get to a finish line. it was a small race in Clearwater, Florida, and Trina came with me. So that's one thing that shorts are awesome about, is if you need to go to a race, whether you're needing a PR, needing a BQ, needing something to do, like no short travels alone, and we'll go overnight, we'll drive up, we'll race, we'll drive back, we'll do whatever it takes to kind of get people what they need when they need it. I was just kind of, it was an in-between season, and I was looking for a marathon to drop in because just kind of needed something to fill the void and fill the time.
Ended up winning.
And so Trina and I went to Clearwater, and it was, you know, it was a kind of cold and rainy day, and there was a half marathon and a relay and an ultra, and so there were a lot of things going on, and you didn't really know where you stood at any given point. It got pretty spread out when you were in the marathon. So, yeah, until I was probably about 100 yards from the finish line, all I was thinking about was time and the wind and trying to finish. And as I came around the bend, they said, you know, here comes our first female winner. And tape across the line. So that was a pretty cool thing. Lori has also broken the tape.
Oh, yeah. We've got several.
And is like a stellar photo.
Oh, yeah. Lori always has the best photos.
Oh, Chris does as well. Chris and I have a clinic on how to take an excellent race photo.
Yeah. Is it currently free or are you charging?
Probably free.
We have yet to turn a profit.
We haven't turned a profit.
And
but
for 361 running on Indy followers, we'll do free clinics.
But I got a magazine cover out of it.
Can you tell me how to finish? Can you tell me how to finish a race without a booger in my nose?
I saw that.
That is more than one race. More than one race.
And you know what? Jesse photoshopped that. I promise you he photoshopped it all.
I totally photoshopped boogers out of my race.
Run slower than a 219, and it's probably easier.
There's only so much we can do.
I will say, Lori, you always seem to get on the photos, like magazine, TV cover.
Every time there's a photo taken,
it's like, boom, there's more.
Yeah, I think the San Francisco Marathon used me in all of their emails one year. Like, every single email that went out was my picture of me and, like on the bridge.
The key to race photography is to spotting the photographer before they spot you.
Oh, yeah.
You got to keep your head on
and
a swivel.
And then do you just play it like you just, like, you know, I don't know you. You just play it all anonymous.
I think
do you smile?
There's a little posture check. So spot the photographer, posture check.
Yeah.
And then
make sure your running form's good.
It's like, it's a light smile.
High knees.
So, like, you're having a good time. It's not too hard, but it's not too easy. Yeah.
And always smile like you're not hurting.
Yeah.
And Lori did when she was like getting ready to cross that line. She was like, okay, how do I do my arms? I'm going to do them all the way up.
Full
all the
extension.
Way, not halfway. And thought about it when she was heading into the finish.
That's very important. I have
Jesse's won a few races.
I've won some races, and I will say when I know I'm gonna win, I have thought about what I'm gonna do at the end. I'll leave it there.
Now, we should also say, for those of us who are still in remedial courses of Chris and Lori's race photography, which is myself and many others included, we've also talked about creating a calendar of our worst race photos because
we have a thread collecting
our worst ones from every race. And so that we've talked about that being one of our
several booger photos.
Yes! And there's the happily accept the photos, not the boogers.
And it won't be a 12-month calendar. It'll be like those tearaway
daily.
If you need a Photoshop clinic, I can help you out. You can take all the blemishes.
We have dry heaving captured.
We can get rid of red eye.
You know what? When I saw that booger, Jesse, and then you posted the picture like later.
Yeah.
I was like, he totally photoshopped that booger.
Of course I did. I'm gonna post a picture of me with a huge booger going down my face. Blake, you want to do the? We gotta do a sponsorship one.
So this episode of Running on Indy is sponsored by 361 Running Shoes and all new Meraki 2. Meraki 2.
Sorry. Be right on it.
361 running shoe with Meraki 2.
Blake is currently eating the mic.
You should eat the pizza.
It's a habit.
Not the mic.
It's a habit.
He's usually so quiet, now he's eating it.
So we'll try this again.
No, you're good.
I'm telling you, all these women. I've never been around these women.
Your face is so red, it's incredible.
Don't mess it up, Blake.
And you know, normally I don't mess this up. This episode of Running on Indy is sponsored by 361 Running Shoes with the all-new Meraki 2 powered by Quick Foam. So come to your local runner's forum, or if you don't have a runner's forum, go online to 361.com and check them out. Really good shoe. Jesse, what kind of shoe are you wearing?
I'm wearing the Meraki 2.
That's exactly what I'm wearing.
And as I was walking up at a Greek's Pizza, they have like neon lights, and I have a green version, and it was totally lighting up. And it was awesome.
So the new Meraki 2 lights up in green lights.
In a black light scenario, the Meraki 2 is your go-to shoe.
So when you're clubbing.
Good to know. That's good to know.
And we also want to talk about the Brew Mile real quick.
Yes.
Josh, you want to talk about the Brew Mile?
Come in here, Josh.
There's an awesome event coming up called the Brew Mile. Have you ever done a beer mile before?
And this Josh, tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Yeah.
I own this place.
Josh owns this place.
Thanks,
I put the black
Josh.
Lights in.
Yeah.
Because I wanted you to walk through a tunnel and wonder what's happening, and you articulated it
perfectly. I love the black lights. Incredible.
But mostly I was so worried. I was like, why are there so many girls here?
Yeah.
Is this normally what happens? There's that many people that follow your show? Now I get it.
Yes.
I know. Yeah. I was texting my buddy. I was like, we got to do a podcast. We're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
They tune in for me.
If anybody else wants to host a podcast, we'll bring the ladies.
Yeah.
I know. I just texted it to everybody. Everybody's done a brew mile? Beer mile? We can't say beer mile because it's patented.
We have one that we do.
Unofficial?
We'll let you tell you your version, and then we'll tell you our version.
I'm an ex-runner, which is why I know all these things. I actually shaved my legs today because I felt bad I was going to be around a bunch of runners, and I should.
I've never done that.
Like I used to run.
We shave our legs, too.
Weird guys,
but not often.
Not often, yeah.
Mine's
funny.
It's a long way.
But everybody's done a beer mile, so why isn't there a road race of that? So, as an ex-runner, as a pizza store that has beer, we should do one at Butler. So, August 17th, we're going to do a beer mile at Butler.
Yes.
How's that go?
Awesome. It's four beers in one mile.
Oh,
not on the deck.
But the problem is, it's got to be cans or bottles, but ATC wants cans, not bottles, because it'll break and certain things. And so now it's got to be cans. So it's got to be above a 5% ABV or above. On the track, if you puke, you get a one.
Not it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a bonus lap.
Our Instagram is there will be puke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've never done a beer mile without projectile vomiting.
Well, that's great because females, ladies, if anybody pukes, you're disqualified.
What? Disqualified?
Because there's no way to do a one lap penalty.
Yeah.
So you're just out. So a girl could conceivably win, the World Eating Championship. Kobayashi got beat by a girl. She ate 87 hot dogs and some other beef competition 2 days later. So, Team Shorts eating competition.
And
we actually are pretty well practiced in this
at the beer
region.
Mile. Nice.
We have a little bit of a
who's the best beer miler? Who do you think would win at Team Shorts? Who's the best beer miler?
Jenny Blake.
Jenny Blake.
Yes.
Yes. What do you think she can do, time-wise?
Well, so first of all, we do it. How many times have we beer miled?
Three.
At every baby shower, right?
Oh, my gosh. You've done more beer miles than I have.
It is a Team Shorts baby shower tradition.
That's awesome.
The mom-to-be does not participate.
Yeah. Why not?
But she officiates.
What's cool is,
we do it as a relay.
Yeah.
With baby bottles.
Oh, relay.
And we drink the beer out of baby bottles.
And diapers. And not quite a full mile.
Well, winner gets $1,000.
Okay.
$1,000.
Which is way more than the mini pays.
Our winner has never gotten $1,000.
Really? So just wait on the guys to puke.
And I will say, our former guest, Chris Robinson, the American record holder, it may be coming down for this.
Seriously?
Yes.
Is it a winner for the first one to puke?
Oh, I can win that. I'm in on the first one to puke.
Well, what's cool is we'll also have chug splits. So as you're running, you'll be like, man, you were so close, but your third chug split, you were 87 seconds on that one. You ruined your whole race.
Yeah. The two times I've done a beer mile, I barely broke 10 minutes. I'm pretty bad.
Chris, the guy that's coming on that was on our show, He set the American record in the beer mile.
He's
4 minutes and 45 seconds.
Yeah, he's insane.
He was getting that beer down within a second.
It's crazy.
Well, have you seen
what
that?
What kind of beer did he drink?
Blue Moon, some kind of form of Blue Moon. Because he said it has the less carbonation. Yeah. Tips anybody wants to do this.
Pro tip.
Yeah, no. If it comes in a can, though.
Yeah, I'm picking, so there's no pro tips. It's going to be Ryan Geist or Quaffon. Because they're like, maybe Sun King.
Okay.
It's got to be a 12-ounce can that's
anyway.
5%.
So you're saying we should train with what's on the course?
Yes.
Well, does that. Did you see that monumental lady that pushed the stroller in 609?
She's part of Team Shorts, isn't she?
She's not, but she should be.
She was a guest of our show, though,
well, that's
on the mom's
episode. If you're
awesome. That's
doing
the
beer mile with
babies,
is that drinking and driving?
No, I think Jen would be just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would the law say?
Yeah.
That's on our website.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Josh.
IndieBrewMile.com.
IndieBrewMile.com. And thanks for hosting us here at Greeks.
Yeah, thank you.
And I will say that I ran like a really hard workout today and have no food. So I'm just drinking beer.
Actually, our food is like right there at table.
Oh, it's so far away.
It's okay. We all have beers.
All right. I have another question for Team Shorts. And this is anybody can take this. And I'm just curious what you all ladies, as fantastic runners, think about when you hear a guy say, I got chicked.
Hell it, yeah.
Anybody can take that. I mean, like, because you ladies beat a lot of guys. And
you chick a lot of guys.
Yeah. And no, we shouldn't say that. I don't know. What do you think?
Like
what
it.
Do you
I don't, like
I don't think you should.
It.
Yeah. I don't think you should like it. But
it sort of trivializes it. I don't know. Like
it does.
Chicked, I don't like the word.
Yeah,
sounds,
I think.
I don't know. It sounds like I don't a think playground it, thing.
Exactly.
Like I beat you. Like, how about that?
Yeah. I flat out beat you. In the same race. You know,
yeah,
like we're
I
running together
you
a race.
Or,
right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm competing against women.
And I always laugh every time I see the end of a race and then some guy, like, sees that a girl's coming up on him and they just suddenly sprint to try to beat a guy. What do you think about, like, I'm sure you've had this happen to you.
Just catch him later.
Yeah.
And it's then like, you pass him and you're 4'11 and they get really upset.
Yeah.
Whatever. Also, I'm like 41, right?
Yeah. So, like, I just want to get it out there, like, probably shouldn't use the term getting chicked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's go on record.
Let's go
We're
on
not
record.
Use
let's
that term
let's just drop that term.
I don't know. Do you guys like it?
No.
No. It's terrible, isn't it? Yeah. All right.
So you hear that, guys? Do not use get chicked. Just say, I got smacked.
No.
You got beat.
You just got beat by the person that's faster than you.
That's right.
Whether a woman or a guy, it doesn't matter.
If he needs to explain it away, that's okay. Like, whatever makes him okay with his race.
Yeah.
But it's especially like if you're running, I did a 317 with the double stroller. And when you're double strolling and you're passing these men, they're like, what? I'd be a lot farther ahead of you if I didn't have this.
So
that's awesome. Let's get over it.
So this is a real thing I'm about to say. And normally what I normally my things are questionable.
Oh no.
Oh,
what's coming out of Blake's mouth? Uh-oh.
Women are generally as a whole better distance runners than men. If you look at the Boston Marathon, look at the bottom half, it's mostly men. And so their pain threshold is better than men. So like that's why women, the longer you go, if you look at the ultras, the better women are.
Yeah.
And so it's the shorter you go, the better men are. But so distance runners, women are statistically better than men.
I've been beat by women in like ultra marathon, long distance races.
Well, I think right now is such a cool time for like women elite distance running.
Heck
like,
yeah.
Because it's so strong, but it's also so, there's such a camaraderie and it's so supportive and they just like push each other to be better and cheer each other on and then go out and try and beat each other. And I don't know, we love watching it. Like, we actually get together and watch pretty much every major. We have watch parties.
Yes.
Probably 12 to 15 people watching the Boston Marathon.
That's incredible.
We had boards tracking all of the indie people that we knew and our favorite pros.
So remember 2 years ago, the Boston with the bad weather?
Most of the team shorts were there.
I was there. But did you know that only like 5% of the women dropped out?
Mm-hmm.
And like it was almost like 40% of the men?
God.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
And you know, Team Shorts had like 4 women PR that day.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Like Cassidy crushed it. Nita.
Yeah.
This is a good time to brag on Cassidy a little bit.
This is a good time to brag on Cassidy. Because
Cassidy just made the American Development Program and for the Chicago Marathon.
Awesome.
And I wasn't going to say the master part, but yeah.
So you're going to be chicken a lot of guys.
No, we said we're not going to use the word chicken anymore. Boo. Every single girl go, boo. No, Blake. We're not using that term anymore.
Okay.
She will be humbling.
Yeah,
then.
Humbling, yeah. Yeah.
I don't
know. But that's the thing. They start you up front. And, you know, I'm coming in on a different rate. Like, they have men, women. They have a master's category, which I think is newer. So I am kind of out of place. Like, I would be somewhere in Corral A, but now I'm in this weird place between the pros and, like, Corral A, and I don't really know how to manage that. I don't want people tripping over me.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get to pass as many people as I did the last time I ran a marathon, so it's going to be a little different.
Yeah, I think Cassidy's going to do just fine. Like, I've seen Cassidy out running, and she's ran by me, and I'm like, every time I'm like, damn, she's really moving fast. Yeah. like, I don't know if I'd be running
it's
with
my
her
cadence.
Right now.
Yeah. I'm really short. Everyone thinks I'm running.
And
really
you're running
fast.
Really fast.
I don't know how many times I've seen you at Eagle Creek. I was like, she might be able to keep up with me right now. I'm like, I don't know.
So how do I get one of those shirts?
I have a hat.
I don't have anything.
These were before Boston of the last year, the Epic 2018.
Yeah.
But we were just discussing our next gear order, so if you're interested, we could.
I am
Team Shorts is down with the gear.
Down with the gear.
Yeah, they represent.
We have backpacks.
Yeah.
We have
at one point, I was in negotiations with Team Shorts, and I was going to be on their team for a little bit.
Can Jesse wear that exact shirt and that exact cut?
There's some things you should know.
I probably can, actually.
Well, but there are some things you should know. Team Shorts takes a cut of all winnings, as any good sponsor should.
We were back
fund.
And forth, and I was really close to signing, and 361 came along, and they just like...
Well, you screwed up.
Yeah, they. I know. I would have been better
you'd
off.
You'd be with all these women here.
I know.
Now
what the hell was I thinking? Yeah, yeah. It's me and Blake, and I could have been with, like, 10 ladies.
Yeah,
but,
you could have.
All right, so we got to probably do a second sponsorship plug, even though Blake kind of already said the second one with his first one. But,
I did.
But anyway, our podcast is brought to you by 361 Degrees Running Shoes, and I'm wearing the 361 Meraki 2, but Blake already ruined that. What are you wearing, Blake?
You know what? I'm also wearing the 361 Meraki 2.
All right.
I think mine's a different color than
yours. Do any ladies have you run in 361 shoes?
I haven't yet.
So you're supposed to say yes.
Shannon's quietly nodding. She just doesn't want to see.
Shannon.
Come on. You run in 361 shoes.
Red.
Tell us what you think about 361 running shoes.
I really like them. They're really light. I feel like my ground contact is a lot better. I did wear Asics, and it was Matt Ebersole who suggested I switch to a 361, and I did notice a difference in my push-off, so I was happy.
Yes, you heard it from here. Shannon says that 361 running shoes are the best running shoes ever made.
Exactly. And I saw 5 stars.
That's exactly what she said.
And those 361 shorts are even better.
Yes. Yes.
We can't wait to hear that.
Yes. But you can only wear them 361 days of the year.
That's right.
And then you have to wash them.
So does anybody have anything they want to say or anything? I mean,
any manifestos?
Any manifestos?
Ashley's going to sing the national anthem, I heard.
That's the beginning of things. We passed the...
Oh, no, boo.
So I will share my favorite short story. So we do a takeover.
Well, who is this?
Oh, this is Trina.
Trina.
I'm one of those first girls that went to Boston, and I too think we should have thought through the name. But hey,
I love Team Shorts.
We're stuck with it now. We have too much gear.
Right, yeah. I know. We can't rebrand. So we did a takeover of the Charlevoix Marathon, and basically takeover was we packed a couple of cars, we road tripped up, we had a business trip, we had goals, we wanted to qualify for Boston for that year and just check off the box. And so we were all standing at the starting line, and the announcer said, we don't have anybody to sing the national anthem. Do we have any volunteers? And all of a sudden, this blonde ponytail just goes bounding up, and it was the most beautiful little blonde ponytail. And then the most beautiful voice came along, and we heard, this is Ashley from Indianapolis. And we're like, wait, we know Ashley from Indianapolis. She was in our car. So we keep discovering each other's... secret talents.
Yeah.
But not only did Ashley sing the national anthem, she went on to run like a 3:19 that day.
Wow.
And it was like super well.
Yeah.
Ashley, can we just hear "In the Home of the Brave"? Please, just give us that. was not good. Please don't encourage me.
Our voice lesson that we did earlier this week really paid off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really well.
I am taking lessons, singing lessons from Ashley, so.
So, I guess I'll give Coach Matt some love. Yes, to see Coach everyone
yes.
here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Matt Eversaw. Yeah, almost everybody here.
Okay. You're missing out.
Coach Matt Eversaw, who's been on two podcasts.
Yeah, he has been on two podcasts.
Yes. So check those podcasts out. He has a heart rate training one and just a general meet and greet with Matt Eversaw.
I just found out that he coached Team Shorts. I thought we were all just PDT. I didn't realize it was a separate team.
Yeah, I had to explain five times who Team Shorts was. Literally. I'm like, they're the girls you see all the time.
That's literally.
You will know all of them.
Well, Team Shorts just like shows up for things and just shows up for the races, but also like for each other, not just like, you know, we're here to cheer each other on in races, but then to support each other in life as well. So, like, we celebrate the good times, the exciting things, like baby showers, wedding showers, but then we're also, like, you know, Molly, who's back there, she had a family member pass away recently, and Team Shorts showed up at the visitation. And that's just, like, what Team Shorts does is that, you know, you get to know people so well when you're running. And, like, these are all my best friends. I'm so close to these people. But, you know, you just, like, live life together, and you push each other to do better in life and in running, and you're there for, like, the highs and the lows.
That's awesome. And that's exactly why we started this podcast, because the camaraderie between runners is fantastic.
And get free shoes.
And to hang out with, like, 10 ladies. You know,
it's kind of a big deal.
If I don't, it wouldn't be me if I didn't ask, but has anybody ever here been to Bojangles?
Oh, yeah, he's got to do the Bojangles. He's still trying to get...
Anybody
been to Bojangles?
You've been to Bojangles. All right.
Has no one been to Bojangles?
Awesome. It's Bojangles.
Oh, it's very southern.
I lived in the south for, like, 7 years, and I never went to Bojangles.
God, that's Bojangles? So disrespectful.
It's like it's a KFC kind of.
It's not KFC.
I've never been, so I don't know.
It's great.
I assume it's like it's only in the South.
Well, not
Evansville.
Evansville has.
It's made up to Evansville.
Road trip.
That's kind of South.
It would be well worth a road trip to go there and get a four-piece Supreme dinner with a mashed potato and Cajun fries.
So we can do that as long as there's a marathon attached. Yes.
There is a half marathon in Evansville.
We can do that.
There is. Yeah.
Are they a sponsor of the show?
No, Bojangles is not a sponsor of the show. I don't know if I want him to be a sponsor, but Blake really does.
Oh. I was going to tell a story about if that's okay.
But Bojangles?
No, not about Bojangles.
I'm about to get happy.
I'm not even sure I've heard of it.
Oh, man, Blake. His heart is broken.
I'm so sorry. I was just going to talk about running and friendship, and I had a good Team Shorts story about Chris here. Gunyan, and she has a famous rooftop party every year.
Yes, and I miss it every year.
Not invited.
Literally because there's always a conflict, but I want to go so bad.
You got to come.
Well, at least you were invited.
This is a turning point.
Every time I invited Blake to a party, I immediately regretted it.
Always get the next day that already happened.
Let me tell you, it is the best party of the year. And we were out afterwards at, I believe, Kilroy's, and we're hanging out, and Chris says to me, you know, this is why I think we could be real friends. I said, wait, I thought we were real friends.
We're not friends? What?
No, that was the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
That's when Team Shorts, like Lori said, turned the page of being just a group of people that run together to accidentally becoming best friends and doing everything else together.
I would like to do a plug for Brian. If you guys are looking to do a podcast, which actually, that's not a bad idea.
Team Shorts podcast.
Brian here, he makes the magic happen. We just show up, he does everything, and we leave. So he edits it, does everything. So Village Recording Studios in Broad River, right across the street from pretty much Runner's Forum.
Mm-hmm.
So see you
upstairs.
All right, to Brian.
You guys should seriously think about it, because that would be something cool if you guys do.
I would listen. If Team Shorts had a podcast, I would.
Both of you.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Our first guest. So what would you ask them?
Yeah, what do you guys want to ask Blake and Jesse?
Yes,
more
have
Blake.
To bring us on the podcast, though.
Yes.
Yes. That's the rule.
Oh, wouldn't Team Shorts podcast be short?
Like, yes.
Like 15 minutes.
Team Shorts has to be like 10-minute podcast.
We have to have rotating hosts.
Yeah. And this whole, like,
I do in 1 mile.
At 5 a.m.
Yes, it would be recorded.
And I apologize, ladies. We would add you on earlier, but I didn't know you wanted to be on the show so bad until you bid at a silent auction.
We tried
and
to.
Almost won, but you got outbid by a cap of $200.
And I was impressed. I was like, man, some girls bidded on me.
Yeah. I was impressed that our bid wasn't like.
It was not a bachelor auction. I'm sorry.
I thought the bid would be like $20, $30 and ended up going for $200.
Yeah. So we were at the Back on My Feet breakfast, which is kind of a really cool breakfast to go to when you're a runner, because it sort of brings everyone in the running community out and together, and it's such a great organization. And yeah, on the silent auction, you could bid to be on this podcast, and there were a group of us at a table. We said, we're going to win that, and we got in a bidding war. And it's all on your phone, and we didn't know. We were looking around the room. Like, every time we got out bid. So, Mark Carlson won it. Has Mark been on the show yet?
He's actually deferred to a friend, and his friend is going
to
be on the show.
You guys beat him to it.
So, yeah. I told Jesse, though, at the breakfast. First of all, I said, who won your show? Because we were trying to buy it, and we got outbid.
Yeah.
But I said if he had Team Shorts on, that I would make a donation to Back of My Feet. So we are going to match Mark Carlson's bid to Back of My Feet.
That is awesome.
So, Trina, tell us, what does $200 give runners from Back on My Feet?
It gives two new members their first pair of running shoes.
Awesome. Yes.
It could give three guys their first set of winter running gear so they can run through the snow and ice with us. Or it buys someone their first bed.
That is incredible.
And here you go from Team Shorts.
Running on Indy changes lives, I'm just saying.
And if you don't know anything about Back on My Feet, you can tune in to our episode. I forget which one it is.
We've done one with Wes. It was like our third episode, and then we did another one really recently with Wes.
It's a great organization.
Yeah, Back on Feet's incredible. Yeah. So.
Yeah, essentially we get homeless folks that are living at Wheeler Mission, the Domiciliary, other facilities, literally back on their feet through running at 5:45 in the morning with our community partners. We get them into quality employment and stable permanent housing. So you guys are truly transforming lives. So thank you guys for being long-term supporters.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. And anybody else want to say anything before we wrap up here? Did everybody get in? Nobody want to plug anything?
I don't think we've had our manifesto.
No, Chris.
Manifesto?
Ending with I thought you actually summarized the manifesto.
Oh, okay. Well, my dad's in town.
Blake's dad is here. Oh, my goodness.
He came all the way from North Carolina.
We got to get Blake's dad on the show.
Did he bring you Bojangles?
Oh, yeah, how good the pizza is. The pizza was absolutely wonderful. You need to come here and get your pizza because it is good.
And tell them about Bojangles, Eddie.
Oh, yeah. You want some good old North Carolina ham biscuits and the fried chicken and dirty rice, that's the place to go. It works out absolutely awesome.
I don't even know what dirty rice is, but I want some now.
My dad grew up on a farm, and we're talking about hog killings, fish fries.
Yeah. Oh,
we
boy.
Get it all. So
tobacco,
everything, you know.
Good.
You know,
yeah. And the pizza. The pizza here at Greek's is fantastic. Yeah. We're about ready to eat some. Finally, I'm going to eat after like 5 hours of not eating and working out and like a million beers. And so I don't even know what's happening right now.
All I know is I'm half drunk with like,
I feel like, we
like
might
12
have,
women.
Yeah. We might have
this will
always...
never happen again.
I feel like we haven't done a third plug for 361.
Man, whatever, dude.
You know what? 361 is incredible. They're awesome. I don't remember the third plug, but they're insane.
You got to feed you.
Yeah, yeah. I got to get some food. I need 361 pieces of pizza. And then I'm going to go run.
Yes, and thank you for filling my closet up with boxes of
yes.
shoes.
And make sure to subscribe to our podcast. Maybe leave a comment on the iTunes.
Yep.
So we need that would be awesome. Like, yep. And then rate us 5 stars.
Yes.
That is the only rating that you can give.
Yes.
And then follow us on Facebook.
Yes. And for every device that you tune in and listen to this podcast, we get credit for.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they like send us like a $5 check for every different device.
Yes. Yeah.
So we've got like $5.
No, it's a funny story though. When he told me you guys bid on us, I was like, we had a bid war? Like,
I thought
we had like one person listening.
I really thought it'd be like $30.
What?
I
will say, I'm a
what
big
is your name?
Chubby.
Where are you from?
I'm a huge podcast fan. Like, I like listening to them when I get ready in the morning. I like listening to them on my way to work. I like listening to them at work. So I listen to you guys. I listen to Lindsey Hines. I listen to Allie on the Run.
Yes.
I'm like a podcast fanatic.
And make sure you say your name so people know you're a real person.
Oh, Heather O'Brien.
Yes.
And we
Heather O'Brien approves of this podcast.
We promise you we did not pay her to say that.
No, it's true.
And she's probably drinking.
All right.
I can show you.
And I have to brag on Heather. She is one of our newest additions.
Yes.
Young, had a killer Boston Marathon.
Yes.
Probably one
yes.
of the fastest debut marathons in this cruise.
Woo!
Holy cow.
So, we love
Heather. Well, everyone was hitting the hills and falling off pace. Heather just like picked it up and
Heck
kept
yeah.
crushing
yeah.
it. Like,
so
it was amazing.
If somebody
and,
wanted to
and your
join
cousin's Tom Miller, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Co-worker. How
they
would they do that?
They have to come run with us.
Yeah, that's the thing.
There's an initiation.
It's not just like a team. It's
yeah.
like they want to
There's
actually...
There's a long interview process.
You have to get that in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get recommended.
The biggest thing we said is we didn't want to be a virtual group. Like, we all run together, we train together, and probably the coolest thing is, I mean, everyone here has jobs and children and families and other commitments, and I've always said you could post that you need someone to run with you at 4 a.m. or you need someone to run with you at 9 p.m. and I guarantee you will find someone else in this group. So it's a really, really awesome support group.
So if you're in the Indy area, Team Shorts is incredible.
We're an Indy Runners PBT.
I love anything girl power, honestly.
Awesome.
Sounds girls like a lead into the manifesto.
Girls kicking ass. Girls kicking ass. I love it.
Yes. I mean, I am no longer going to use the word get chicked again.
No. It's banned.
Right.
No one will say get chicked ever again.
I'm done.
Thank you.
And then, so you girls remember what we rehearsed at the. We didn't rehearse this, actually. No, they all know. They all know. So anyway.
Chris needs to read her thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Chris.
Manifesto, girl power.
Are we reading the manifesto?
Yeah,
there's a manifesto, okay.
Yeah.
And then we're going to wrap this up.
There is a manifesto. Okay, so we always get asked about Team Shorts, so we finally put it down. We said, Team Shorts is a sisterhood of runners who support, empower, and encourage each other to be the best versions of ourselves. Team Shorts creates a community of accountability for chasing inspiring new goals and challenges. We chase Boston qualifiers and podium finishes, but mostly we chase each other, trying to better ourselves and beat yesterday's best in running and in life. You might be a short if you believe that women should support other women, which Jesse obviously does, that we are stronger together than we can ever be individually, that having others succeed is as exciting as your own personal achievements, and we deserve to celebrate, not be ashamed of our success, and that winning is fun.
Awesome.
That's incredible. Thank you. And then, like, you all can't see it, but they, like, four girls just hugged each other. It was incredible. Oh, wait, maybe you can't see it. All right, so anything else, Blake?
I'm good.
I think we're good. So, yeah, we've done all our plugs and everything. So, all right.
Our pizza's getting cold.
Now, we got to eat that pizza. I got to eat now. I'm just saying. But, all right, so this is the part that we didn't rehearse earlier. So, now everybody out there, just remember to keep
running on Indy!
That's
That was